Wisconsin's Get Tough approach on crime in the 90s took 17-year-olds out of the juvenile justice system into adult court. Judges can use discretion in sentencing. There are no mandatory minimums. However, young offenders do end up in prison. Milwaukee Representative Tamara Grigsby says that setting can breed worse criminals.
We're putting them among adults, where the number one reason where adults are incarcerated is for robbery, and the number two reason is for drug offenses.
On the other hand, a review by the nonpartisan Legislative Audit Bureau found the most common offenses committed by 17-year-olds were disorderly conduct and property crimes. The audit did a cost analysis on returning 17-year-olds to the juvenile justice system, where counties would have to pay instead of the state. The price tag? Up to $80 million. One money-generating idea was a proposed 1% tax on video games. Pete Christensen spoke for the Entertainment Software Association in opposing that idea, which was part of a bill that never even got a public hearing. When Christensen tried to resurrect the issue, he was rebuked by audit co-chairman Jim Sullivan.
The tax is not in front of us today, though, Pete.
I understand that.
Okay.
But we are talking about how do we find a funding mechanism.
Okay.
And I'm here to tell you that funding mechanism ain't going to fly.
Both the Centers for Disease Control and the state audit report indicate recidivism is lower for those in the juvenile system compared to the adult court system. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.